It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, July 14th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. Today, the North Dakota Department of Health is reporting 2,427 COVID-19 tests were completed. 55 came back positive, 2.27%. In total, there are now 4,493 cases. Of those, 808 are now active, the first time the active case number has gone over 800 in about a month. One of those cases popped up in Stutsman County. Today at 3:30, Governor Burgum is expected to give an update on schools possibly opening up this fall. A spokesperson for Governor Burgum said yesterday that he would address it but would not give specifics on whether he would say schools would be open or not. Governor Burgum's press conference can be heard at 3:30 right here on KDDR. North Dakota Representative Kelly Armstrong says he won't return campaign contributions from Fisher Industries, the company that has received the largest contract to build a section of President Trump's signature border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. State Democrats called for Armstrong to return the campaign cash after Trump on Sunday criticized a privately built border wall in South Texas. That wall was built by Fisher Industries. Armstrong says there's, quote, not a chance, close quote, he will return the $10,000 in campaign contributions from Fisher, which is based in Dickinson. A Fargo police officer was taken to a local hospital this morning for minor injuries after getting into a scuffle with a suspect during a traffic stop. It occurred early this morning around 3:34 a.m. The suspect, 27-year-old Jacob Sorlene of Grand Forks, was taken to the hospital as well before being transported to the Cass County Jail. Sorlene is facing numerous charges, including aggravated assault on a peace officer, preventing arrest, and attempt to disarm a law enforcement officer. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.